Yeah, hoping to get some TLC on here before we're done. And we should have Drapes on this hour. Kyle Draper not with us today, but he will be joining us for Drapes Take. So Jay is back. He's been under the weather. Welcome back, Jay. And Whitey, glad you're with us here. We got a lot of things going on. We have been talking a lot about women's basketball. So before we get back to the A's in Sacramento, I want to share this with you from Woj on the platform formerly known as Twitter. ESPN sources, Charlotte has been granted permission to interview Kings G League coach Lindsey Harding for head coaching opening. Lindsey Harding, former number one overall WNBA draft pick, was G League's coach of the year for Stockton in advance to the Western Conference Finals. So, yes, Charlotte has been granted permission to interview Lindsey Harding for their head coaching job.
Charlotte liking what they see from the Sacramento Kings organization as they want to talk to Jordy Fernandez, associate head coach Jordy Fernandez as well.
How about that? That's so awkward, right? If Jordy coming out of his interview, he encounters Lindsey going in. Like,
part
hey,
of the game.
How are you? Yeah, good luck in there.
I'm a higher ranking coach than you, and you might get the job. It's part amazing. Of the business, brother.
Yes, sir.
Part of the business.
Yes, sir. That's the price of success.
It is, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two playoff runs. How about that?
Yes, and we'll get back to the Kings, of course. But we were just talking about what's going on here with Sacramento and the A's and Las Vegas. Tomorrow could be a huge day. Could be a huge day in the whole A's to Vegas saga. Long story short, there's a what's the name of the organization? A group of teachers.
Teachers?
Yes. Yes. And they have a name of their organization. I apologize. Can't find it right here. But you know who we're talking about. And they argued, they went to court to say, look, the legislature in Nevada, they approved all the funding from the ballpark, but that should have gone to a vote. They really needed to have put that to a vote. They went to court. The court ruled, no, I'm sorry, you didn't prove your point. Okay, but they appealed. So tomorrow, the state Supreme Court in Nevada could be hearing that. I don't, you know, if the docket is long, it may not be tomorrow, but the state Supreme Court will hear that argument. If the state Supreme Court in Nevada says, you know what, you guys make a great point, that will have to get, we will give you till June to get 1,000 or whatever the number is, signatures on a petition. And if you do that, it'll go to vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible. If it does that, a lot of people feel like this thing has no chance. There's no way they will fund it if it goes to a public vote.
Yeah, teachers' union is definitely opposed to, you know, using public funds to
schools before stadiums.
Absolutely, there it is.
That's a
great way to put it.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the organization. So anyway, tomorrow, the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court in Nevada, could be hearing that case. So that could change everything for the A's going forward. And maybe, you know, maybe the Supreme Court says, no, I'm sorry. We agree with the lower court's ruling. You got nothing. In which case, all right, they're on track, we think. There's a lot of people that think, we don't even know if the A's really intend to ever go to Vegas.
Right.
It's just that weird.
Yeah, it's because of who the owner is. It's because of, you know, the negligence that they've done, you know, over the last whatever, how many years you want to go to, you know, since we can go back to when he finessed the ownership of getting the A's because, you know, he was a roommate with a person who knew David Stern, and, you know, so I mean, it's just so many different things that bug me about it, you know, and I know it bugs you too, and it bugs everybody, you know, most Oakland A's fans.
Mm-hmm.
It gets it, man. I don't need to continue to go down the road of what's wrong with this individual.
We've got plenty of time for that.
Okay.
Now,
I'm with it.
You know, we've got, and I'm sure that it'll come up. We'll see to it. How about baseball's expansion plans? Because Vivek, when he spoke last week, as you know, Vivek said, talked to the commissioner, got to know him. Oh, okay.
Yep.
I've gotten to know him. He says baseball plans to add two teams, one in the East, one in the West.
Yes.
Now, here's what we know. We don't know what he discussed with Commissioner Manfred, but we know that the commissioner in February, the commissioner said, I'm retiring. I want to retire by 2029.
Right.
Yeah. And he said, we want to have in place by then the process for two expansion teams. So he said, we want to have the two teams. They won't be playing by then, but we want to have the two teams. So that's,
according to 2030 is from what everything I've heard, read.
When they're actually on the field?
Yes. We've heard people on this show come on and say, you know, as Mr. Sampson spoke on the morning show, this is all about expansion 2030.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as far as the East, West, and I think Vivek even said, Well, I know he said something to the effect of they'd love for it to be in California.
Correct.
I don't know. But how much do you think it'll cost as far as an expansion fee? All right, whatever city. Sacramento, yep. Fine. You want to – all right, we love what you guys did the last 3 years. This is what it's going to cost you. What would your guess be, Jay?
Well, I think I've seen this, and because we've – you know, I'm tied to this quite a bit. I've done my research. From what I've heard, it's $1 billion. A little over $1 billion.
I think the last time the NHL expanded, the Seattle Kraken.
Kraken.
Like 750,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you figure, all right, baseball is going to be more than that. In 2021, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, talked about this. He said at that time, all things considered, he said, I would think the expansion fee would be about $2.2 billion.
Yeah.
Now, again, that's not set in stone.
Yes.
That's what he said in 2021. The commissioner himself said, $2.2 billion. You look at how much this thing's going to be worth, $2.2 billion just to sit at the table.
You're out your mind. Yeah. You're out your mind. And I think that's part of it. And that's why baseball is continuing to lose people, you know, left and right in the younger generation and, you know, people who aren't attached to these cities or, you know, being a part of playing, watching their team play in these cities. Like, you know, baseball's not gaining fans for the most part. We continue to hear that baseball's they're losing fans. They're not gaining fans.
There are, though. Let's make no mistake. There are cities that are aware of that number.
Absolutely.
There are cities that are aggressively competing for one of these slots.
Yes.
Now, as you probably know, and if you've read anything about this, I know Alan has talked about this, most people around baseball will say, oh, Nashville's going to get one of the teams.
They're one of the cities that's in the move. Yeah.
Yeah, and most people feel like it's almost a foregone conclusion.
Maybe.
So, All right, well, then, and besides, if it's one of the East, one of the West, we're only up for one anyway.
Right.
You got Portland.
Portland?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the weird thing, because Vegas should be one of the expansion cities, and now it's out of the mix because of this whole crazy situation with the A's.
Which is part of the reason why we've heard that they even, you know, removed the relocation fees for John Fisher, is because Vegas was going to be one of the markets that baseball wanted to play in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So it looks
Salt Lake.
Like, and I know, yes, all of a sudden, I mean, they're making a run.
Yes.
They got big plans. It looks like there's a real possibility, David Sampson addressed this when he was on with Carmichael Dave, that we could end up with Sacramento against Oakland.
Yes. Sacramento, I mean, when you really look at it and from everything.
Build a stadium.
Sacramento, Oakland, Portland, Salt Lake, Nashville, Louisville. That's pretty much what we've come down to.
Like, I would maybe put Montreal in there, too.
Yeah, I doubt that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you talk to most baseball guys, people who've worked in the office, like we've had operators like Seth Everett come on our show and have those conversations, as much as baseball would like to be in Montreal, Montreal didn't hold up their end when it came to supporting the Expos at a high peak and a high number. And from what I've known, from the people I've heard, from the people that work down there, from the sources, most people in baseball are not looking at Montreal. Mm-hmm. Now, if they come up with the money, when the money talks, right? Mm-hmm. But from my understanding, Montreal is not high on the list.
Well, besides if it's a East-West thing again.
Yeah.
And it's...
Which I don't think it is now. And I think because the A's relocation, like everything you've heard over the last 20 years is this, the two things. Rob Manfred has spoke on it. When his very initial speech, what did he say, Whitey? The two things we need to take care of before we move forward expansion is Oakland and Tampa. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oakland is being manipulated. We don't know what the heck is going on with it. Tampa, they're in the same form of either their city is getting ready to have to put up the money, which
they
is in St. Petersburg, they do have
they
one.
Have a plan.
Yes, but from our understanding, the public doesn't want to support that, right? They don't want to be what happened to Miami. Miami got jerked around from Sampson and other people and talked about how much it's not going to cost and what it's going to cost, and then the city got in too deep and they paid a whole heck of a lot more money than they wanted to for a product that, albeit, just isn't, you know, it's not top-notch. Now, you had Derek Jeter come in there, fortify some things, not so much on the field, but money-wise, you know, the look, popularity, that type of stuff. But with that being said, now we're still 15 years post the same thing, And Tampa and Oakland still haven't been figured out. And so as much as people talk about East and West, I think it's becoming more just what you're talking about. Money and what city. Mm-hmm. They're going to manipulate it. We've seen it. The Brewers, they'll manipulate a team to push. If they got to push two teams that's in the Midwest to the East, like, I think that's out the window.
I think you're right. If you've got a great stadium plan,
yes,
with a ton of public financing,
yes,
and you've got good ownership and people that are crazy about a team, I don't think they're going to say, well, yeah, but you're both in the West, so we're not.
Yeah, because we'll just make one of these teams become, you know.
Right.
And I think
we'll
that's
realign.
Yes, that's part of the DH. Like, don't, Whitey, the writing's on the wall, man. The writing is on the wall. Baseball has been doing certain things for a reason. Just look, the DH not being an NL versus AL thing, interleague. Like, there's reasons why, and most people continue to talk about. Because expansion fees.
Here's what worries me from Sacramento's standpoint, and I understand all the excitement about the team. I mean, it's like, I have one of my daughters is a huge fan. She's like, that would be so awesome to just drive down the street and see Major League Baseball.
It would.
But I don't know if we have a realistic chance at what they're telling us we have a shot at. And I know there's a lot of fans here that believe in Sacramento and believe in the fans, and they don't want to hear that. They think that's negative thinking. But let's say we supported this terrible team for 3 years. If we don't have a stadium plan, you think baseball's going to go, wow, you guys averaged 14,000 a game, every game. Sorry, that's great. Thanks, we appreciate it. And then, you know, John Fisher's going to get all kinds of money from people buying tickets in the most intimate stadium in the country. But what shot do we really have if we don't have a stadium plan? And I know it's early in the game.
Yeah.
We don't have somebody with the deep pockets to, you know, put out this kind of expansion fee. What do we really have a legitimate chance? I'd like to think we do. I just fear that we're being hoodwinked about the whole thing.
I think you've got valid points right there, Whitey. I would say it can be both. I think.
And I know there's time for some of those things that
sure.
We may not have it now, but I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
but,
please, by all means.
I don't understand that. That doesn't mean that there isn't time to put some of these things together.
Yeah, I would say Vivek, Sacramento Group, anybody that's intertwined, politicians, they're sharp and smart enough to know this is a test run, but I think they're already pre-planning of, look, we have a rabbit in the hole. Like, you don't accept this. And let me say this. Again, I'm not a billionaire. I'm not a millionaire. I'm comfortable.
You could be. You just chose not to be.
Well, maybe. We'll see. The Lord has some other things in plan. We're barking up the tree. I'll say this, though. I would hope and I believe these cats are sharp enough that they have just what you're asking, Whitey. They have a plan to, if it was presented to them, that they have a stadium ready to go. They'll have some money for it. They've got some big investors. They got a place to put it. Like, I don't think I'm going to give them more credit than that. And I hope everybody else does.
You know,
I get what your reservations are, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There was a time not that long ago when people would look to put stadiums, arenas in downtown locations because it's good for business, which makes sense. Now what they do, and this isn't a negative, this isn't a shot at anybody, but the reality is now in baseball especially, but in other sports too, teams are just saying, we'll just build our own downtown around the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Look at the new Braves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. They're calling it mixed-use stadiums. When I first saw that, I thought, well, you mean they play like soccer in there too? And it's like, no, that's not what it means. It means it's a stadium that's part of a development where there's businesses all around the stadium.
Yes.
You don't have to look for the area to put the stadium. You build that area around the stadium.
How many gallerias and how many walks and how many different places you've heard throughout, you know, that's attached to these new stadiums and arenas. And, you know, the new look now is it's not new, so to say, but something live. You know, Doco is a form of LA Live.
Good example.
Cleveland Live, you know, all these different places, you putting them downtown or you putting them in their area and you calling them something, a Doco, a Live, a Galleria, a Walk. You know, don't get it twisted. These cities are doing these things every single place where these
and
newer stadiums are popping
it.
Up.
Yeah.
I just think for me, Whitey, the powers that be here in Sacramento are sharp enough, smart enough, you know, and I could be wrong, that they know if this was to happen, meaning baseball in Sacramento, you don't go looking for something and don't have something in your pocket. They got to be sharp enough to know that.
Maybe, but I mean, look.
You just don't believe it, huh?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just skeptical.
Gotcha.
Look at what happened with the MLS. We had like, here's the stadium plan.
Yeah.
We have the plan. It's ready to go.
Yep.
Give us the okay. We're ready to start building it. And we, you know, we support the team. We still support the team we have.
Sure.
And for MLS, not MLB, but for MLS, it was like, yeah, you just don't have deep enough pockets.
Yeah, but the difference is, and then look, I'm not a pocket counter, man. That's what I'm not going to be. I think, you know, and I could be completely wrong. We might need to bring on, you know, the certain people that can speak to this. I truly believe the owners of what could be a new MLB team, because it's been shown that Vivek is not a, and it sounds crazy, like he's not a over-the-top billionaire, right? He's got very good money. He does what he does. But he also came to grips with, like, look, I need to have some high minority ownership as well. And I think with that being said, as Vivek and John Fisher, as you talked about, like, oh, my friend, my good friend, I won't say best friend, my good friend, I think Vivek has enough cachet in the game, enough skin in the game, that he's got some people with long pockets,
mm-hmm.
you know, longer than maybe the MLS ownership group was ready and prepared to open their purse up to be. Like, I don't think Vivek has to be the person to say, this is me, I own it, you know, like, he didn't do that with the Kings. I think he's sharp enough to know, like, look, there's some holding companies that my partners control. I'm going to go ahead and use some of that money and make this work compared to, I'm not sure MLS was open to that. And I could be wrong. That's just my opinion.
Could be. I also don't care for the fact that they're not calling themselves the Sacramento A's.
Why does that bother so many people?
Because it seems like you're going to play here. It's almost like you're ashamed of it.
Nah. You know
and
why?
And I'll bet you they will sell merchandise that says Sacramento A's.
Yeah.
You call yourself Sacramento A's.
I get it, and I understand why the city and people from here, because, again, from my situation, I just think there's so many other things we need to talk about before we get to that. And the problem becomes we have enabled John Fisher and Oakland A's. And before you even start to talk about your name, because this and let me say this.
You're going to play here for 3 years. You want us to support you.
I get it.
Give us a little something.
I get it, but that's the point. That's part of the point for me, Whitey, is this. What is the something something? We should have been talking about that a long time ago when this even hit the coffee table, right? And
yeah.
So this is my thing. Sacramento's already going to get a name. Because guess what happened? Just last week, when everything hit the fan, everybody was talking about Sacramento, Sacramento, Sacramento. It's in every media. It's in every story. It's on every tweet. It's on everything. Sacramento's going to get their glory and their fame from it. The fact that we've already, you know, everybody in the world has already talked about the A's are moving to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
We've already gotten the love. We know what this is going to be. Like, I get the part of what you want to see it on a jersey. That's cool.
Give us
no
a little
problem.
Something back. I don't know what we're getting.
That's my problem. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We've enabled it. We're not, what, beside the jersey name or, you know, Sacramento A's, let's start about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start about the respect. And I think that's what you're talking about is this is so disrespectful on so many levels, not only to the city, but to fans that love this city and love the A's and love baseball. There's so many things that's wrong with it that a lot of people, and this is just the way I see it, Whitey, a lot of people are having, the people who are for it is like, yeah, man, I'm casual. I'm a sports person. I'm just looking for something to do. I'm not even a sports person. Cool. Got you. No problem. But also on the flip side of that, it's so disrespectful of how it's happened that you just got to come to the table and realize as a casual fan, man, you are enabling people.
Mm-hmm.
So have the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When we come back, where De'Aaron Fox proves that he's the guy. This is the time. Tell you why next year with the Drive Guys. And Drapes should be coming up as well. We're not sure how that.
I got to check his event clock.
Event is
scheduling.
Going. Yeah. But Drapes Takes coming up. Sacktown Sports. Are you ready for a four-game sprint to the finish line for the Sacramento Kings, who right now are hanging in there. Right now, as you know, if the playoffs started today, which they do not, but if they did, the Kings would be the 8th seed. They'd be playing the Nolens Pelicans in that 7-8 game. But we got a lot of pizza left in the box here. What do you think, Jay? How many games the Kings win the rest of the way? I think 3-1 would be sensational. It's tough here with OKC, then the back-to-back, the Pelicans and the Suns, and then wrap it up with Portland. We all agree it should be Portland. You got to go at least 3-1. It's not going to be easy, but that's what they got to do. I think they're going to go 2-2, though.
Yeah, me too. 2-2.
Do you?
I'm with you. Yeah. I think 2-2, and however you get there, unconventional, you know, I truly believe they beat Portland. I think they slip out one of these next three against the Pelicans, OKC, and Phoenix. Go 3-1. I mean, quite honestly, you go 3-1, it probably means nothing.
3-1 gets you 248, which is what they won last year. And all those people would tell us, see, they won the same amount of games as last year, so they're just as good as they were last year, which is not true. But anyway, be that as it may, that's what 3-1 would get you, 48 wins. The Suns right now have already won 46. The Pelicans won 46.
Right.
A big win for the Pels yesterday, coming from behind to beat the Suns. And the Suns' schedule is still absolutely brutal. We keep saying that, and they keep hanging in there. There's only four games left, but they've got the Clippers, then at the Clippers, then at Sacramento, then at Minnesota. Who knows, that last game of the season, that last day, how badly anybody's going to want to win, all things considered.
Yeah, and I say that, I think even if you go 3-1, you're still in the play-in. That's why I said, and I just want to make sure I clarify that.
Gotcha.
That's why I say I think it means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where this team is right now compared to everybody else around them, you know, they're only one game out from being in the sixth spot. But with that being said, I mean, you know, the rest of these guys are playing too.
Yeah. You do have one against the Suns. You trail them by one game.
I have one against the Pelicans.
You have one left with them. Pelicans is tricky because you're one game behind them, but you're really two games behind them.
Truth.
Because they have the tiebreaker multiple times over.
Truth.
They just beat you like a drum.
Yes.
Although they're not playing well lately.
No.
I think it would be very exciting if the Kings end up sixth. That's great. I mean, that's almost like, well, we better start building statues of these guys because that's amazing. But a play-in would be as long as you win, get your way out of it. It'd be very exciting. I mean, win or lose, no matter what happens, it'd be very, very exciting if the Kings end up in a play-in situation. I do think one of the things we're going to find out here over these last four games, and then more games after that, depending on how far they play, is may not be fair, but I think it is fair to say this is where we see how good De'Aaron Fox is, Jay.
That's for the let me say this. Who are you speaking for? Yourself or fans? Because Jay been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we've gotten to know where he is.
And this is why a guy like that you are paying that much money.
Yep.
And he just, you know, that's what these guys make.
That's it.
I'm just saying, you know, Mike Brown's been saying it all year about Domas and De'Aaron Fox. Well, yeah, it was great. That's what they need to do. And right now the Kings need both those guys. And I think more of the onus is on De'Aaron because I think he's got a higher ceiling than Domas the rest of the way.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think part of the reason where the Kings are is because where our stars are, if that makes sense. I think a lot of people around here are going to, and removing myself and maybe yourself, we're going to find out one way or another how good these guys really are.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that doesn't mean if it doesn't go well, it doesn't mean, well, that's it. Their careers are finished. But
No. This
is like, all right, this is where your team really needs you. They know that. So what are they going to be able to do here down the stretch?
Guess what?
Test of greatness.
Yes, we're getting ready to find out. And that's the great part about it. And I said this earlier, you know, and we'll have many more discussions about this down the road here on The Drive, guys. The year that we're getting ready to, you know, go through, Lord willing, for the Sacramento Kings, meaning calendar year, off season, draft season, and next off season, and trade deadline, I should say, in the middle. all of these four aspects of what's going on with the Kings, it's gonna be great to view as a fan, as a basketball fan, as someone's excited for the city, someone's excited for the team. We're going to find out some things one way or another. I'm here for it. Like, we can't continue to keep pushing off. And what you said, great, you know, is you don't want to continue to be the middleman here when it comes to.
No, you don't want to be in that no man's land where you're like, man, we're pretty good.
Yeah. Not in the NBA. So we're getting ready to find out, you know, in one way or another, most people tank to try to get better, or you just continue to keep adding talent and hope your stars progress. These guys are getting, I won't say they're pushing up on 30, but the show aren't 21.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Let's talk to Mike. He's been hanging on to talk with the Drive Guys of Sacktown Sports.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Mike. What's up?
I think everybody, I'm excited, and everybody's excited for the A's to come to town. You guys sound like two old ladies sitting on the porch talking about the lady across the street. That's got to be more positive.
In what form, Mike?
What for?
I said, in what form? F-O-R-M. Form.
What form? You guys are just bashing everything about it.
No, I don't think we bashed everything about it.
Oh, sounds like it on this end.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are upset about everything.
No, not necessarily, Mike. Because I started saying that I love my city and I'm from this city, and I appreciate the fact that I, as a baseball person, as someone who played baseball growing up at a high level in Little Leagues, baseball being my first love, I love the fact that my city is getting ready to have Major League Baseball. I started the whole point of that situation. So maybe you missed that. Maybe you were outside of the car.
That could have been it.
Yeah, it must have been.
It's a great opportunity for the city. Everybody, and I think that these baby steps, you got to take baby steps. You can't all expect everything in the first year, you know. Be positive.
Thank you, Mike, because I appreciate your call, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people that feel the way you do about what we said, so I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah. How about Ben? 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Hello, Ben. What's up?
What's up, boys? Thank you for that conversation. I don't know what Mike's smoking, because I loved both aspects that you guys brought to the table about that. Whitey, you had more of the empathetic Sacramento fan view on it, and JJ brought up something that, honestly, I didn't even think about, was the fact that, yeah, we're doing this enabling thing. So it's a double-edged sword with the whole situation.
It is,
but
yeah.
I love the content. I love what you guys are putting out there and the way you guys both talked about it, kind of on different ends of the spectrum. So I thought you guys described it phenomenally. The only other thing I will say, since you were on the Kings there, and I'll leave it at this, one thing I think that is going to take us over the crest is if Keegan can kind of step his game up a little bit, become more prominent. I know the boys that are making the big bucks will, you know, have to do their thing, but I think that's another factor, is Keegan kind of maturing into his own. But I love you guys. You guys are putting on a great show, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you, Ben. I appreciate that. And by the way, we're not, you know, somebody like Mike calls and doesn't agree with what we're saying, we're okay with that. Yeah, thank you, and thanks. But yeah, we appreciate the support. But believe me, I just know, because I've been dealing with this on Twitter for a few days, and you get just about every kind of opinion on this, and you get it from Vegas, and you get it from Sacramento, and you get it from Oakland, and some of it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Yeah. But there's just so many layers to this.
It
layers
is.
Layers that I won't even, stuff that's like, wow, what does that have to do with anything? So the bottom line is, though, someone like Mike, I get that whole, come on, be positive. This is Sacramento's chance.
To do what?
To, and this is Mike's opinion, yeah. You know, not mine.
I know,
but,
should
you
know, ask
it's,
Mike.
It's,
my bad.
Because this is our chance to prove that we're going to get a team. My own feeling, I'm not sure we have the chance that it's being presented as. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
But I just, the way this, why are we hitching our wagon to a guy who's done the things that he did
right.
to get his team out of Oakland? And to that, a lot of people say, oh, it's Oakland. I know this because I've heard from these people. Oakland, you can't blame John Fisher. Oakland is terrible. There's all this crime. And it's like, you have to understand what baseball and John Fisher did to get out of there, to blame Oakland when they would not pay the money that they needed to put a productive team and a competitive team on the field, and then to blame Oakland. That was shameful.
Yeah. And but spot on, Whitey. But my thing is this, though. You know, not that, though, I shouldn't say. With that, what Mike is talking about is dude, 100%. I'm rocking for Sack.
Yeah, that
shouldn't be questioned for me. Like, I love what's going on.
The question
when
is
it comes to what we're doing.
We may disagree, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. We may disagree on what is best for Sacramento, but we all want what is best for Sacramento.
Yes, spot on. I think you're spot on, Whitey.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm not sure, and this is a bad job by me. I should ask Mike, first of all, where he's from, where he was born, what team he's a city, you know, what fan is of a team is he? I should definitely agree with that. I mean, I should have definitely asked that. The part of this is, for me, is I am a Sacramento Oakland A's fan.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm having a problem with is for my city, and let me make sure this is 100% clear. Let's get it. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's get it rocking. I want everything I possibly can to go right, as you said, the best. I want the best for my city.
Mm-hmm.
The best mm-hmm. for what happens in Sacramento sports-wise. I hope we get a football team, baseball team, roller rink team, a pickleball team, which I believe we already have.
Yes. Yes.
I want it all.
Pro pickleball.
Come on, hell. Whatever we could possibly shoot marbles. I want to be the best. Sacramento, I want it to be the best. Like, come on now. Who's denying that here? Like, I'm not denying that. No one's ever come here and be like, you know what, Jay, you got no love for what's going on. No way.
Mm-hmm.
If Sack is in it, I'm repping it. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. We got to take a quick time out.
We'll
get
back to the phones. Orchestra. Yeah. I can continue to go, Whitey. No, okay, let me stop.
He's just getting warmed up. Who knows? Drapes could be coming up. Yeah. Maybe for some TLC. I don't know. I know. Manny, two legits wondering where the TLC is. I'm with you, Manny. I don't know, but the conversation will continue. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. You don't agree with us? You know what? That's okay. I think we're going to find our way through together. Drive Guys here on Sacktown Sports. Yeah, we're excited about the possibility of Major League Baseball coming here. Look at all the teams that could come here. The Giants. The place would be crazy when the Giants are here.
Man, I don't talk about them.
The Yankees. The Angels. You know the team I don't want, Jay?
What are you looking at?
I don't want no Cubs. Cubs, this guy can't get no love from me. Hanging from his best friend's ride on the passenger side, trying to holler at me.
I got that for you. It's coming. Little TLC action.
Yes, yes, yes. On the chat here, we got a lot of people want to talk, and we appreciate it. We'll get to as many as we can here, but thank you very much. Family Slagle says, Drive Guys, I'm totally conflicted about having my childhood team here in Sacramento. Megadeth Knight says, it's okay not to agree with everything, but Mike came out swinging with his feathers all bristled up saying everything was negative, which was not the case. No, but this is an emotional thing and people are going to, especially because they don't know, they call on the radio station. They think those guys make fun of me. So I'm going to come in throwing punches. It's like, it's all right.
Yeah. Be you.
Yeah.
Man, look, one thing about all this, Whitey, what is fantastic about it is just, and this is what I was saying about the Sacramento A's thing. We got that. The fact that our name is going to be out there, I can care less if it's on a jersey or not. You know why? Because people are going to be talking about Sacramento.
And I care a lot about
it. I got it. I understand. Sacramento got so much love. You know, all it for, and I know you can understand this, and probably most people out there who can, when it comes to, if you're a Sacramento Kings fan, which is most, the only way you can be, you know, show your fandom here in Sacramento. But if you're a fan of the city or fan of sports or, you know, anything when you put on for the city of Sacramento, it had to be. Like, I took pride in the fact that everybody last week for a day or two was talking about Sacramento.
Yeah.
No matter if you disliked us, no matter if you had hate in your mouth, no matter if you didn't agree with, you know, what was going on, you disliked Vivek, the Kings, John Fisher, whatever however you seen fit, the fact of the matter was for a time and a period, Sacramento was the epicenter of what was going on in sports. And for that, man, I'm thankful.
Let's talk to Ramsey on Sacktown Sports. Hey, Ramsey, what's going on? Who's going to win the game tonight, Ramsey?
I'd like to say Purdue, but the smart basketball mind of me says UConn.
Yep, I think you're right. What can we do for you?
Yeah. I'm just responding, especially to what Jay was referring to with the A's. I mean, I've talked I've talked about this situation for the past week now, whether it be locally or I was even talked with some national reporters about this. And as I told them, I'm like, Jay, I'm torn. I love Sacramento. So everything that is positive for Sacramento or a chance to showcase my city, let's go. But I know what John Fisher has done, not just on a fan level, on a more personal level. As I said before, I work for the man in some form of capacity. And I've worked for both organizations that he's run, whether it be the A's or the San Jose Earthquakes. And the business model that he has, not just for the A's, but for the Earthquakes, is very similar. Therefore, I'm taking these 3 years or four, however long it may be, I'm taking it in as a time for Sacramento to showcase what we can do with another major league franchise in this city. And if for some reason Las Vegas falls through, swoop in, take advantage, and keep the A's here. Yeah. If they find a way to make Las Vegas work, then you've already showed the Major League Baseball what you can do while hosting a Major League Baseball franchise. That way you can get your name in line as quickly as possible if there becomes an expansion berth available as soon as possible.
Ramsey, gotcha. Let me ask you real quick before we let you go, because this is something that I've internally battled with. How many games do you plan on attending? Well, maybe I should ask you, are you going to attend the game?
Yes, I'm not. Yeah, most definitely. Because, A, it's in Sacramento, and, you know, I'm an A's fan. So with them being 10 to 15 minutes away from me, yeah, I'm going to attend. Hmm.
Thank you. Was that it, Jay?
Yeah. Yeah. It's something I continue to go back and forth with Whitey, and you know that. Like, I love my city. But, man. It's tough to give a gentleman like that support.
And to give him an out of an awkward situation
yes.
that he created.
Another one.
Yeah. Lambert, Sacktown Sports. Hey, Lambert, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm a native of Sacramento, and I wanted to congratulate you guys because as a person who comes from a winning tradition, which is Grant High School, and then I went to Boise State, which is an incredible another level on winning. When you come out of that situation and you look at what's going on in Sacramento, the fans, they throw people under the bus too quickly. You know, when you have ups and downs, that West is incredible. Mm-hmm. I have to give it to them. That West is probably one of the best I've ever seen. And then I wanted to end by saying that if you drive by Arco Arena, where it used to be now, there's no Arco Arena. I don't know how many people know that. They've demolished Arco Arena. It's just a wide open field.
Yeah.
So when you leave like that, you should leave, I hate to say it, you should leave people, all of that, thanks for the memories, and move on to another level. I don't want to comment on baseball. I just want to comment on the last three games. And I wanted to end by saying that if you guys, who I'm starting to like, if you guys like cheesecakes, we have the best cheesecakes in Sacramento, and it's called To the Bay and Back Cheesecake, spelled just like that, and you go on Instagram, I'll get you guys a cheesecake because I'm starting to like listening to you guys when I ride home.
Well, Lambert, thank you for the kind words, and I don't know about Jay. I am a big fan of cheesecake.
What? I'll light some cheesecake up. All kind of versions.
Oh, yeah. They made a bad kind of cheesecake.
Don't think I marked that down with that gentleman saying right there. Lambert said, I got that bookmarked.
Yeah. Hey, I'm getting to like you guys. That's cheesecake to my ears.
What?
If there is such a thing.
Come on now.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And let me say this to Lambert, too. Thank you for saying this, because sometimes I don't say it as eloquently as people like Lambert. You know, Lambert is a... First of all, he said he's from Grant. I'm from South Sac, man. So, you know, I'm from Burbank, Luther Burbank, 3500 Florin Road. I can't, as much as I hate to say this, and I'll say this one time and one time only, Grant has a heck of a reputation. I mean, has a heck of a history when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the only time I'm going to give Grant some love. Forget that. But I wanted to say this with Lambert is Sacramento does have an opportunity, or excuse me, Sacramento does have a problem sometime in my eye with being too quick to judge. And Lambert said to throw people under the bus. I think we got to do a better job in that. And that's something I really appreciate Lambert saying. I mm-hmm. really do, man, because I think sometimes.
Look, he's already going to give you the cheesecake.
I know.
Relax.
Listen, I'm already locked and loaded with it. But I do think there's an opportunity, as much as I can't support John Fisher, and I'm going to just spin it over to that. And even with the Kings. Look, I've talked about the Kings ad nauseum. We all do. Like, this station talks to the Kings to the utmost. All day, every day. And that's our job to do it. That's fine.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the A's. Mm-hmm. It's tough, Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento native, as Lambert said, and Ramsey loving the city, and to support that nonsense when it comes to the A's. But I thank Lambert because he just gave me, out of overcoming, you know, something that settled me a little more, like, okay. And shouts out to Ramsey for calling in and saying what he said too, because it's like, yeah, I don't want to support John Fisher, but I got love for my city, and so I appreciate those two calling in and everybody else that is.
Yeah, and thanks, everybody, hanging on. We'll get back to the phones. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Rumor has it we will be hearing from Drapes at some point as well. We still got Drapes takes coming up. Will the Kings rewrite the story of this season? That's up next, too, with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports.